Good morning and welcome. Big welcome to you all. It's wonderful to see so many visitors with us here this morning on what is a special day. Not only is it May Day today, 1st of May, which is a special day in our calendar. Always look forward to May Day. But it's a special day because we'll dedicate and bring to the Lord Lucas Mansfield this day. So, well, here he is. So, of course, the good news of Jesus is that each of us is known to God by name. No one is forgotten or overlooked in the kingdom of God. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Which reminds me, we ought to take perhaps a few moments now to say hello and welcome to those joining us via Zoom this morning. We'll see how many. Oh, okay, we've got Hilary, Mizpah, Ruhama, and Christine as well. So, okay, we can't see any faces, unfortunately, this morning, but it's good to be able to welcome you all. I have a special blessing this morning. May the blessing of broadband be with you. So, yeah, okay, and continue to be with you. Let's now turn our attention to the one who is with all of us in real time, all of the time. And we're going to read a short prayer, a very old prayer, a psalm of ascent about us daring to approach God. And we're going to be doing a short series on these psalms in the next few weeks. But this is Psalm 131. The psalmist writes, "My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quietened myself like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore." Israel, what does Israel mean? The one who has wrestled with God and overcome. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore. Let's pray together, shall we? Let's pray, and then I think Youth Church will go to their group now, okay? So, yeah, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you love each one of us. We thank you that you're present here amongst us by your Holy Spirit. We thank you for this special day, and we do pray for Lucas and Jacob and Olivia this morning in particular. In the name of Jesus, amen. Okay, so if the, oh sorry, I should have prayed for Youth Church. Let's pray for Youth Church as well, shall we? Lord, we bless you for all these young people, and we ask your blessing upon them all and their leaders now as they go to their group. Amen. Okay, right. Thanks, Kathy. Let's bless you. Right. So we're going to sing our first hymn, For the Beauty of the Earth. All right, guys. This is, I think, always a special hymn to me, and it's a very appropriate one, I think, for May, the 1st of May. For the Beauty of the Earth, 121. The words will be up on our screen. For the beauty of the earth, for the beauty of the sky, Now Colin is going to come and read to us our first reading from Numbers chapter 6. Thank you, Colin.
You'll find the reading on page 141 of the Church Bibles. Numbers chapter 6, reading from verse 22. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, 'The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.' So they will put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Thanks be to God.
Amen. Thank you, Colin. Of course, that's the blessing we always use for children's dedications. So I'll be blessing Lucas with that blessing, special blessing later. Now we're going to sing a couple more songs, "My Jesus, My Saviour," and "Everyone Needs Compassion." Over to our music group now. That's wonderful. Thanks.
My Jesus, praise.
needs compassion. Needs compassion, love that's never failing. The Lord. Please be seated. And now the part of the service we've been looking forward to, especially. At each infant dedication, we join together to give thanks to God for new life. And we celebrate with the family all that their child has already brought to the family. And we look forward to what they will contribute in the future. It's an opportunity for parents, friends, and the church to make promises about the care we want to offer to this child. It's an opportunity to pray together for the child and the family, and to ask God to bless this child. Not that our God needs to have his arm twisted in this matter. Blessing comes naturally to God. But more of that later. First of all, let's remind ourselves how Jesus treated little ones. This is Mark chapter 10. The people brought children for Jesus to touch. The disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not try to stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." And he put his arms around them, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Thanks be to God. I'm going to ask Olivia to bring Lucas and big brother Jacob and your friends as well, those who wanted to support you this morning. So, yep. Let's all come forward. And I think Kaylee's coming as well. And I think Craig and Jen, that's it, right? Lovely. Is Peter able to join us this morning? Peter is here as well, so that's right, may as well. Okay. The more the merrier. Okay, yes. I should have recognised you from Jacob's, but it feels like a long time ago somehow or other. But anyway, sorry, there's a microphone for Kaylee, because Kaylee's going to read a poem, aren't you, actually? So that's right. I could hold the microphone if that's easier. You okay? All right. Yep.
Okay. Right. So a poem from a mother to her son. My arms are yours to climb into anytime. My love is yours even when you wake on every clock chime. My wild one, you have a safe place here, holding your hands as you explore and those baby days begin to disappear. The first days of panic and weeks filled with worry, the beeping of monitors still hang in dreams. But here we stand together in hand to celebrate this bringer of light, this tiny hurricane, the noisy happy boy grown from a tiny little lamb. Tiny rascal, you are sent by robins and angels to remind of the beauty that comes with chaos. Little warrior, you will move mountains and climb trees with a windswept face and two muddy knees. Adventure with your brother and become amazing like your mother. But for today, we give thanks for a little one with the kindest, happiest soul, family and friends coming together for those same friends who have hold each other close and will look after each other forever. Little lamb, you are here completing this family of three, but my loves, you are not alone. It takes a village, in cities, by towns, or even by the sea. We are your village, and we're here for you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Scotty. Thanks. That's wonderful. Of course, the family's been through an awful lot this year, bless you. And of course, it's celebrating your first birthday as well today, aren't we? Although it might not be actually your birthday as such, is it? It's Friday, so it's a special day. And it's good to have our two former toddler group leaders actually with us here this morning as well, so that's special as well. I'm going to ask, first of all, I'm going to ask Olivia to make a simple promise, one that, you know, we always ask these of all parents, and it's a bit of a no-brainer, this one, but Olivia, do you thank God for his gift of your child, and do you accept the joys and duties of parenthood, promising to give love and care to your child? Okay. Yeah, in case you missed that, she said, I do. Okay, right. But I'm gonna give this to Jen now, ask you to make a promise as well now. Do you, friends of the family, promise to help and support this precious family and promise to help and care for this precious child, Lucas?
We do.
Right, okay, thank you. Right, wonderful. That's great. Okay. So, Sean's sweet. But that's it. And I'm sure lots of other friends would add the same as well. But sorry, I'm still trying to turn this mic off so it doesn't interfere. There we are. It is off now. Right, and then I'm going to ask the church, the congregation, to make a promise as well. So if you'd like to invite us to stand. And I'd like to hear a big loud we do at the end of this, okay? Yes. Do you promise also to offer care to Lucas and the family and to pray for them?
We do.
Marvellous. That's great. Thank you. Right. You can sit down again now. That's very simple. And then we're gonna pray. I'm going to pray, and then I'm gonna have a cuddle with Lucas in a minute, hopefully. Hopefully he'll be happy with that. I seem to remember that the last time we did this with Afrié, she wasn't too happy, was she? Anyway, let's pray. Lord God, we praise you, the creator of all things, the giver of all life, and the father of each person. Joyfully, we thank you for the gift of new life in the birth of this child, for all that you have given and will give to us through him, for the potential of his new life, for the love and hope he has awakened, and for the care which surrounds him. Accept our thanks and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Right. Okay. This is, I always look forward to this bit. It's a fun bit. Come on, Lucas. You going to come over here? Hello. Wow, you have grown, haven't you? Oh, hang on. Oh, you like the microphone. Always fascinated by the microphones and specs, aren't they? That's right, yes. So, here's Lucas. Going to give him a wave, everybody? I'm not sure he's he's too bothered about a microphone. Okay, tell you what, I'm going to put you over this side, because then actually it's not quite so easy for you to reach it over that side, is it? Anyway, Lucas, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you. Right. Oh, okay. Okay. That's good. That's good. Excellent. Right. I'll give you back to Mum now. There we go. And we've got to, I won't give this to you because you're hands full, but I'll give this to Jacob instead. So here's a card. Here's a card for Lucas and a book for Lucas as well. Do you remember you had a book when you were dedicated? Yeah. Yes. Okay. Brilliant. Right. Well, let's give them all a round of applause, shall we? Praise God. Whew, okay. That's brilliant. We're going to continue this theme of thanksgiving as we bring forward our gifts for this morning, the offering, and then Children's Church will be able to go out after the offering is brought forward. Thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, your word reminds us, what do we have that we have not received? So we bring these gifts to you and other gifts given in other ways, and we offer ourselves to you, source of all life and being. And we offer you also the children and leaders and helpers as they go to Children's Church now. Amen. Amen. Okay, thanks, Jimmy. Okay, that's the cue for Children's Church to go to their group now. Any child kind of over the age of 3, generally speaking, roughly speaking, can go and join this group. But if you prefer them to stay with you in church, that's fine. That you can always, if there's issues, you can always go into the front foyer because there are toys out there. So any children who want to go to Children's Church now, it's up to you. But there's some negotiating going on, I think, at the moment, for the looks of it. Well done, Chris. Well done. Leading the way there, Chris. That's it. Brilliant. So, yes. Oh, brilliant. This is a slightly bigger Children's Church than we usually have, actually. Of course, this is the first time we've done Children's Church, actually, for a while. So, yes. Here we go. That's brilliant. Praise God. Right. Okay, so we're going to have some notices now. Something slightly more prosaic. Okay, over to Kathleen. Thank you.
Hi there. Here are our notices. First of all, an important date. Please note the members' meeting due to take place on the 11th of May has been postponed to Wednesday, the 25th of May, still at 7:30, so that's moving to the 25th. This is to give the deacons more time to discuss the nurture section of the mission statement and also to finalise the job description and planned appointment of a children's youth and families worker later in the year. But this will be brought to the members' meeting on the 25th of May. The church is taking a stroll at the Armed Forces Day, which I've mentioned before, in the park. All the details are on the newsletter, which you can pick up from the table at the front, but I will be reminding you nearer the time of everything we're doing. Another important date, please. Next Sunday, the 8th of May, there will be a brief church meeting at 11:30 straight after the service. So keep your seats, people, if you want. Charlene Clark is going to give a short presentation, just about 10 minutes, on a new fundraising initiative. So everybody's welcome to stay and listen and comment, although when we take a vote, as you know, only church members may vote. Please may I ask you to continue to save your used stamps, which have raised money over the years for BMS. We thank Janice Breckel, who has coordinated this job for many years. But of course, now we're looking for somebody else to take over this position. So if you think you can do that and take the used stamps to the stamp collector, please speak to Janice. She's up the back there in the white jacket. Please speak to Janice after the service. The ladies' group lunch will take place on Tuesday the 10th of May, 12 for 12:30. Please bring your own packed lunch. And if you can, please let Anne Upton know if you hope to be there. Now, this Thursday evening at 8 o'clock on Zoom, we're resuming the Thursday evening Bible study. Kicks off at 8 o'clock this Thursday. If you're interested in joining, please speak to myself or Charlene over here on the right. And there will be refreshments after the service. Over to you.
Okay, right. Thanks, Kathleen. Yes. Thank you, Kathleen. Yes, our second reading, is from Luke's Gospel. So over to David now for our second reading.
Our second reading comes from the New Testament, Luke's Gospel, and at the end of that, chapter 24, starting from verse 45. And it occurs after Jesus has appeared to his disciples after the resurrection. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. May the Lord bless us to us this reading.
583, we are called to be God's people, our next hymn. We are called to be God's people, showing by our lives his grace, one in heart and one in spirit, sign of hope for every race. You've just heard the closing words of the Gospel of Luke. Like the rest of the Gospels, it's a remarkably open-ended ending to a remarkable book. And uniquely with Luke, he continues to write the Gospel in another book, the Book of Acts. And this second Gospel, if you like, Luke wrote, shows that the first believers continued to hear Jesus after his death and resurrection, and they continued the works of Jesus as he had called them to do. Three things from this encounter with the risen Jesus in Luke's Gospel I would like to highlight briefly here. Firstly, Jesus opened their minds by opening his mouth and speaking to them. Secondly, Jesus led them out. Thirdly, Jesus lifted up his hands and he blessed them. But surely these first disciples had already had their minds opened. But it is clear from here, and also in the book of Acts, that Jesus is always in the habit of opening people's minds. And he does this by speaking to them, speaking words of truth and life to show them the way. Now, here's the thing. You may be here this morning and you don't believe in Jesus. Or it may be that you're not sure whether you believe in Jesus or not. Now, I'm not here to convince you to believe in Jesus. I can't do that. It's not within my power to do that. But what I would like to do is give you a particular challenge. When you get a moment, sometime later today or later this week, I would ask you this. Get yourself a Bible and read again these words from the Gospel of Luke, the ending of the Gospel of Luke, or even any other story from any story of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. And then pray a simple prayer to God, even if you don't believe God, just kind of pray, to try and pray a prayer, asking Jesus to open your mind to what he has said and done. I believe Jesus is uniquely gifted in opening our minds. Jesus is able to help us to see our lives, our world, in a new way. But I have another challenge also to those of us here who believe in Jesus, to those who perhaps have followed Jesus for many, many years. This is my challenge. Read the Bible this week and ask God to open your mind. Same challenge. Each of us need to repeatedly have our minds open to God. In our journey of following Jesus, there is always this danger of us thinking we've arrived at the truth. We settle down with a settled set of beliefs. But as we see in this story of those first believers, Jesus wants to continue to lead us out and lead us on. Just as with those first disciples, so with us. Yes, you may have been baptized and filled with God's Spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's great. But Jesus still has much more to show us all. As the hymn puts it, the Lord has yet more light and truth to break forth from his word. So Jesus opens our minds by speaking to us, and he leads us out and leads us on. And who knows where this journey will take us? Who knows where we'll end up? But what we do know is this. As long as we're following Jesus, the Lord will be there with us. I would like to share with you two good news stories from Ukraine, which I read about just this week. These are stories of two ordinary people who are being led by Jesus. The first is a Baptist leader, Pastor Sasha, who lives somewhere between Dnipro and Donetsk. In other words, very much in the firing line right now. At a care home Sasha visits, there are residents there who are unable to move to the basement whenever the air raid warning sounds because of mobility issues. They just can't get into the basement. But Sasha makes a point of staying with these people, holds their hands, goes round and prays with them. And when he's asked why he does this, he says simply, it's what Jesus would do. It's what Jesus would do. Then there's Pastor Serhii, who lives in the Poltava region. He used to think that sharing his faith was about giving out gospel tracts in the center of town. Now he's being led by Jesus to witness differently. Now his church, as a building and as a fellowship of people, has become a resource for the whole community. It's a place where people can go now to give blood, for example. It's a place of refuge and of providing food for refugees from beyond the city. Gospel witness now for Serhii is about extending hands of blessing to all in the name of Jesus, showing the broken heart of God to a broken world. Blessed God, blessing creation. In spite of our sin, in spite of all the darkness and evil in our world, God goes on blessing. As St. Paul put it, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Blessing upon blessing. And here I want to pause and give and take a moment. Because this is what particularly blessed me about this story of the risen Jesus meeting with his disciples in Luke's Gospel. It's this double emphasis on the blessing of Jesus, the act of blessing. Jesus lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And then Luke goes on, while he was still blessing them, he left them. Jesus was so busy blessing them that he forgot the time. You might think he had got more important things on his mind right then. The journey ahead of him. Because he was going to return to his heavenly Father. He was going to return to heaven. But in the midst of all this, he's still blessing them. He just keeps blessing them. And this is why the story of Jesus and the whole of the Bible is good news. Because it's about God's act of blessing from start to finish. The first words of Jesus' first sermon are taken up with a whole series of blessings. The last words he speaks here are blessings. The first words we hear God speak in the Bible are God seeing the world into being with a series of blessings. And each act of creation is completed with the blessing, God saw it was good. On the day of Lucas's dedication, we know that, like Olivia, God rejoices over this little child. Blessing, giving love, creatively, generously, and wholeheartedly. This is the heart, the very being, the primal instinct of Jesus and therefore of our God. God wants to bless all creation. Therefore, God wants to bless you. I was going to say more here about the many ways in which Jesus and we too can use our hands to bless each other and God's creation. But what I want to leave you with is this thought. The hands of Jesus lifted up to bless his first disciples. The hands of Jesus just lifts up to bless us today are hands that have big holes in the middle of them. Hands that show the imprint of ugly nails. The risen Jesus is also the Jesus who has suffered for us. And Jesus continues to suffer with us. What greater blessing can we have than this? The one who was crucified on the cross by people like you and me is also the one who chooses to continue to live with us by his Holy Spirit. If that doesn't show his loving kindness towards us, I don't know what does. If you want to know how much Jesus wants to bless you, then look no further than this good news. Jesus wants to live with us and within us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to suggest that we have a time of quiet. I'm not expecting complete silence at this point. But I want to encourage us to ask Jesus to open our minds, to ask God to show us how he wants to bless us today, to show us how he wants to lead us on in the days ahead. I know that Jesus wants to speak to each of us here. I know that he wants to bless you, and you, and you, and you, all of us here today. He wants to bless you and make you a blessing to others. So let's be quiet now as we ask God to open our hearts and minds. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you're here by the Holy Spirit. We thank you that you want to go with us into this coming week. Amen. Our next hymn is a challenge. It's a question that Jesus asks each of us. Will you come and follow me? This is 363 in Baptist Praise and Worship, but the words will be up on our screen here.
come and follow me if I but call your name. Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? Will you leave yourself behind if I but call your name? Will you care for cruel and kind and never be the same? Will you risk the hostile stare? Should your life attract or scare? Will you let me answer prayer in you and you in me? Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen? And admit to what I mean in you and you in me? Will you love the you hide if I but call your name? Will you quell the fear inside and never be the same? Will you use the faith you found to reshape the world around through my sight and touch and sound in you and you in me? Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go, where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me.
Amen. Please be seated. Raphael, Brother Raphael, is now going to come and lead us in our prayers together. Thanks, Raph.
Good morning, church. I welcome you, Lucas, to the family. I pray Almighty God will bless you and your family, even as you're brought up in the environment of his love and care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Jesus said, "My words are a spirit and life." God's words is truth. It will never fail. God watches over his word to perform it. Amen. Heavenly Father, we bring you our prayer in praise and thanksgiving for your goodness and faithfulness in love and mercy in Christ. God of the nations, we pray for countries of the world in times of war and unrest. Pray for peace in Jerusalem between Palestine and Israel, the Ukraine and Russia, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Sudan, Ethiopia, Sri Lanka, and the African continent. Father, be near to those being persecuted for their faith across the globe. In your mercy, hear our prayer. Pray for our country, UK. We pray for wisdom for our government and strength for the National Health Service and care homes staffs. We remember our church and prayers and members with special needs. We pray God healing upon all. We pray for families. We pray for families and children and neighbors. We pray for the lonely, the homeless, and the refugees, the poor, and those without work. We pray for our new members in the church, Andrea and Akrimina's family, as they are reunited and settled here in UK. We pray that they will find love and care here. We pray for God's help and strength in faith and trust. We also pray for other new members within our church who have recently joined our church, that they may feel welcome here, love, and be blessed by our God. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Raf. Bless you. Our closing hymn is number 68 in Baptist Praise and Worship. Again, the words will be up on our screen. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise him, for he is your health and salvation. All those who hear, brothers and sisters, draw near, praise him in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord above all things, so wondrously reigning, bearing you high on his wings and so gently sustaining. Have you not seen all you have needed has been met by his gracious providing? Praise to the Lord who shall prosper your work and defend you. Surely his goodness and mercy shall daily attend you. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, who with his love will befriend you. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in adore him. All that has life and breath, come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again. Gladly we praise and
as we journey on this day, help us, Lord, to keep singing and joining in the song of praise of all creation. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.